AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday, and chock full it is, Matt Patrick. Patrick, I am going to tell you that no matter what you think, there's a story coming up here about a Republican senator that you're not going to believe how bad this gets. I will get to that. That will be it will be a hint. You want to take a guess at which Republican senator? It's a man. Chamberlain. It's Chamberlain. I got to get to that a little bit later on. I also, coming up here a little bit later on as well, got a Democrat of the day, Ann Johnson Stewart. This would be a Democratic, a DFL pickup if we can get that seat. We'll talk to her a little bit later on as well about her campaign. But kind enough to join us right now, former Representative Betty Folliard, who, of course, many people, you know, she was on the air here for goodness sakes for a long time. She's also been a guest on this show a few times, so she's welcoming her back. As Wednesday, we have Women's Equity Day. Women's Equality Day on Wednesday. There's a big event with that coming up on Wednesday night. We'll talk to her about that. We'll also talk about the fight to get the Equal Rights Amendment passed. Betty, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Hey, Matt. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. No, anytime you want to come on, you make the show easy. I got to kind of mail it in.
I love it.
You have been getting quite a bit of press lately, justifiably, because we once again have what could be considered a broken record. Why hasn't the Equal Rights Amendment passed? We should address this on both levels. There is a state issue here as well as a federal issue, correct?
That's right. We haven't done a state ERA, although over half the states in the country have one. And we still are fighting the fight to put women's rights and equality into the federal into the federal constitution. So, yes, it's a fight all around.
Yes. Well, let's focus, if you don't mind, let's focus on the fight that's going on in the state first. This is last year, the House passed a bill to get the Equal Rights Amendment going here in the state of Minnesota. The Republican-held Senate, who once again tries to insist that they are trying to appeal to suburban women, they didn't even give it a hearing in 2019. They promised they would try to do something in 2020. To be fair, coronavirus kind of derailed a lot of plans. But considering this is the same party that just fired a woman because they were mad at Governor Walz, I don't hold my breath that they're going to get to this anytime soon. What is your thoughts?
Well, it's the same as 100 years ago. You know, we're coming up to the 100th anniversary of the celebration of the 19th Amendment tomorrow. And 100 years ago, there was one man standing in the way, and his mother sent him a note and changed his mind on the House floor in Tennessee, and he voted for women's suffrage. And right now in the Minnesota Senate, there's one man standing in the way, and that is Paul Gazelka, the majority leader of the Senate. And, you know, you could say Warren Limmer's in that too, but Warren Limmer told the Minnesota Lawyers Association back a few months ago that he was deferring to the decision of the majority leader. So it lands on Paul Gazelka's lap. Mm-hmm. And let me just say a word about Paul Gazelka. A very nice man to meet in person. Very nice man. And, you know, he went to Oral Roberts University to get his degree, you know, trained to be a pastor, but went into the marketplace to become, because God called him to be an insurance salesman.
Okay.
And so he wrote a book about proselytizing in the marketplace, where he describes how to do it because it's so important to be talking in businesses about religion. And in that book, he talks about his porn addiction. Now, this is the guy who's standing in the way of the Equal Rights Amendment in Minnesota. He's the gatekeeper. If we eliminate him or change his seat or change the makeup of the Senate, then there's going to be no question that the Equal Rights Amendment will finally pass in the Minnesota Constitution. But more importantly, you know, the federal Constitution, I always say when I work on the issue of the Equal Rights Amendment at the federal level, that is more than 50 times more effective because there's 50 states. But also that, you know, we have federal courts here as well as the circuit courts that we have here. We have Things happen here, and if you bring any kind of a lawsuit against a company that gets any federal dollars, they can hop that discrimination lawsuit into the federal courts, and we don't have any protections on the basis of sex or gender there.
Mm-hmm. When going back to the state level, and obviously if Susan Kent was the majority leader, I'm pretty sure we'd get this passed pretty quick here. So
no, it's going to be gone. Oh, it'll be done in a second if she gets in.
Well, and prophesizing through insurance, I was reading the gospel according to Flo from Progressive, but I didn't really understand it. As a Catholic, I can make that joke. Now, that being said, I have been doing this radio show in various time slots for 10 years. I have heard Republican after Republican talk about how they really care about women, but we're not going to let them have the equal rights. And you know, Gazelka is just the latest example of this. And like I said, I mean, nice guy, fine. I look at a guy that basically, without any warning, fired a woman because he was mad at a man. And that is not any kind of – he fired a commissioner of a Department of Labor and Industry. That is not someone that I would trust to ever come forward and do this on his own. So when they come on out and try to sweet-talk the suburban women and say, we're really on your side, the reality is he's already shown he has no intent on giving equal rights to women in the state of Minnesota.
So, Matt, I'm a suburban woman. I couldn't be further to the left of Paul Gazelka, but then I think the state is further to the left. I think he is completely out of touch with the state of Minnesota. And ERA Minnesota, the organization that I founded, has got questionnaires going out to all of the candidates, and we will have that posted on our website. You need to look at that. Voters need to look at that and see who supports equality, who will champion equality. Then you need to vote equality. You need to elect equality so that we get representation in our legislature for the state ERA. As I say, we're just one man away right now from getting that job done, and historically that's just the way it goes. 100 years ago, that's why we're celebrating, because women gained the vote. Well, some women gained the vote. There were still barriers, and of course Jim Crow got in the way of a whole lot of women of color gaining the vote. But and also the thought processes back then. But let me just say that today, as we look at what the significance of Women's Equality Day tomorrow is, it is a celebration of all that we have accomplished so far and all that we yet have to get done. Mm-hmm. And what we need to get done is to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. And, you know, we actually this year passed the 38th state, Matt.
Yeah, Virginia, wasn't
we
it?
Passed
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And what happened was, and you know, for so many decades, the leadership has been ignoring, obfuscating, ignoring, right? We get right up to the point where we have reached the constitutional requirements to put a new amendment in the U.S. Constitution, getting three-quarters of the states, and the Trump administration's DOJ, Department of Justice, intervened, sending an opinion to the U.S. archivist saying that, oh, you can't do that because it died in 1979. 1979 was the first deadline for the Equal Rights Amendment. And that's what they're arguing. They said they killed the ERA. But I can tell you of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who are fighting for the Equal Rights Amendment today all across America who beg to differ on that. So now it's the lawsuits. Mm-hmm. And again, Matt, let me just refer to you back to 100 years ago. People don't know this necessarily, but 100 years ago, after the final state ratified, that last young man, 24-year-old legislator, changed his mind because what his mother said, and they ratified the women's suffrage into the 19th Amendment. When that happened, as soon as that happened, there were lawsuits. Well, now we get the 38th state, the administration gets in the way, and now the lawsuits are flying. And we've got all of these AGs. We've got 23 AGs. We've got 93 major corporations. We've got all the women's and justice organizations coming in behind us. We have amicus briefs flying left and right. It's phenomenal. We have amicus briefs from governors. I mean, it's just tremendous. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are. We are 9/10 of the way of rolling this boulder uphill.
And you,
so let me tell you what we're doing tomorrow.
I will say this. There's nothing I basically find more annoying than people like, you know, Bill Barr in the Attorney General's Office, Department of Justice, saying, well, I'd sure am for this, but gee willikers, what can I do? My hands are tied. So they want to try to play both sides of the knife. But the reality is it should have been long past, and we should be there. Betty Folliard is joining us. You do have this event coming up tomorrow. It's going to be starting at 7 o'clock. Is it virtual?
It's a virtual concert, and it's a national virtual concert. We have about 44 organizations all across the country. The ones I'm most proud of are we have 9 of the 12 unratified states for the federal ERA. We have organizations in those states who are sharing this out, who are broadcasting it, and then we have we have national organizations and state organizations and local organizations all supporting it. It's called Face the Music for ERA, and it can be found on ERA Minnesota webpage or on our Facebook page, and we'll even be putting out the URL for YouTube. And it premieres tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
But it's going to be, you know, all across the country. It's broadcast all across the country in all the time zones. And let me tell you who we have on it. Because, you know, basically Heather Allison, the president of ERA Minnesota, she started bugging me about a month and a half ago. She kept on calling me and said, we should do this thing, because she'd worked with Pete Cronowitz from San Francisco, who is the head of Face the Music collective of artists. And she said, we should do a national ERA thing on Women's Equality Day. And I thought, get me out of my COVID coma and make me listen. You know, and I finally woke up. And all of a sudden I said, okay, well, we can do this. And we started contacting all of our friends all across the country, and we got these 44 sponsors. Then we started appealing to the artists. And here are the artists that we ended up with, world-class artists for this event. We have Sean Lennon, i.e. Sean Ono Lennon, son of John, and Charlotte Kemp Mule, his partner. They'll be doing a piece. We've got Everclear's Art Alexakis. He's going to be doing his unplugged version of his big hit, Santa Monica. We have Kathy Richardson, who is the lead singer of Jefferson Starship. I mean, Kathy Richardson, who is texting all of our texts. She's retweeting and all of our tweets and everything right now. Kathy and Grace Slick wrote the song. It's called It's About Time, and it is about time. It's all about women, and I mean, I just say the name, and it gives me chills. It's so fabulous. And we've got Chris Matthews and Heather May. Chris is outstanding. We've got Allie Handel and Patricia Bahia and Emily Ann Peterson. Now, this is an artist that everybody needs to know. She has done a song called it's called Dr. Ford, and it's about the Kavanaugh hearings. And, Matt, it'll make you cry. It makes me cry. It's going to make all the people out there cry. It's amazing. And then, finally, we have the techno pop group called SHSH. And lastly, Nancy Sanchez, this outstanding Latina performer, who is doing a song called Say Something, along the lines of, if you see something, say something. And all of the music is world class. We're so, so proud to present it.
And once again, this is going to be happening coming up here tomorrow at 7 p.m. It's on Women's Equality Day. This is going to be up on Facebook. Is it Facebook Live, right?
It's Facebook Live at ERA Minnesota.
At ERA Minnesota.
And anybody who has seen the movie Equal Means Equal will also recognize Kamala Lopez, the producer, director, star of that award-winning film. She's been on my show in the past, and she is our MC. Out of Hollywood, fabulous.
Betty, this has been a lifelong challenge for you. It is embarrassing. It still is a challenge. And the reason why is this should have been passed years ago, decades ago. But here you are. I commend you on the fight. I mean, perseverance is not the word to call this, what you have been going through here. But you've been out there. You've been the forefront of this. You're going to continue the fight. And hopefully after this election cycle, we'll get the correct people in the Senate to lead the Senate to finally catch Minnesota up to the modern day. That would be a wonderful thing.
And just so you know, I told my daughter, I was just saying that one of the presidential candidates for the first time has put the Equal Rights Amendment in their platform.
Mm-hmm.
I said, darling, you don't understand this, but this is the first time in your lifetime that a president has done that. Now, in my lifetime, there was Carter, and there was even Nixon supported it. Ford and Betty Ford supported it, but it died with Reagan. It died in 1980 and died after that for a long period of time. Well, nothing really dies. As you know, no legislation or any law is set in stone, and this is the revival, and we have a huge revival for the Equal Rights Amendment. And just so you know, let me just say one other thing, and that is that equal rights, when we put in equality of rights under the law, shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex. That's the 24 words of the Equal Rights Amendment. When we put that into the U.S. Constitution, it's for all. It's for women, men, LGBT, non-binary individuals. Everybody will benefit, and our economy will tremendously benefit. We've seen it in countries all around the world that when you give women and men equal rights, it strengthens the economy.
Face the Music for ERA tomorrow night, 7 p.m. It's at ERA Minnesota on Facebook. It'll be a Facebook Live broadcast. Betty Folliard. Betty, thank you very much. I appreciate the time and all my best. Hopefully this fight, we can be done with this early next year. I really hope we can be.
Thank you, and you are a treasure, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That made me blush. We'll take a break. Come on back. I got to get into Chamberlain when we do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Alicia Luther-Toms, Certified Financial Planner with RBC Wealth Management. You might think you have to give up performance to invest responsibly, but that simply isn't true. Responsible investing can actually have a positive impact on performance. We will work with you to come up with a strategy that matches your values. This is Alicia Luther-Toms at 612-770-4460 or alicia.luther.toms@rbc.com.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to a great new episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour. We're calling the series Checkpoint Charlie because we feature the great liberal blogger Charlie Pierce, who writes for Esquire.com and other outlets. He also appears on MSNBC, CNN, and the Stephanie Miller Show. We talk about the Democratic and Republican conventions and more this Saturday night at 6 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
I love the Toyotas I've gotten at Rudy Luther Toyota, but I keep going back because of Luther's top-notch customer service. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. And I can tell you, it will save you a lot of money over 3 years. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Better Futures Minnesota's Reuse Warehouse has big news. We have a brand new online store. Check out reusebfm.com. This is a great way to see what we carry in the Reuse Warehouse. Appliances, building materials, kitchen and bath fixtures, lighting, flooring, lumber, heating and cooling items. Don't miss the beautiful benches and COVID safety shields that are hand-built using reclaimed wood from our deconstruction projects. Check out reusebfm.com. That's reusebfm, as in betterfuturesminnesota.com.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. So, all right. Well, I don't have any problem with this. You remember a few days ago when Republicans were outraged about what happened in Hugo? Why don't you guys get under control of the DFL? Okay. This is after official Republican webpages had put out racist things, anti-Semitic things, and the parties had to apologize over and over again for their continued use of, like in the Minnesota 7th, dear God, those guys up there almost constantly seem to have something that's just out of line. So when these people, and of course, and this is the party that supports the Confederate flag, the flag of an insurgent terrorist group that basically wanted to keep slavery legal and killed a lot of U.S. soldiers and killed a lot of U.S. humans to try to do so. I'm not a big fan of people that have this hypocrisy. Don't look at what we're doing. Just condemn them when we tell you to. I don't like that. So this is why it's a delight to just see yet once again the Republicans living down to the standard that they put forward. Since last fall, this is from the Minnesota Reformer, by the way. I'll post this story up. Oh, don't think I'm not going to post this story up. Since last fall, Minnesota State Senator Roger Chamberlain, Republican from Llano Lakes, has taken a keen interest in a book called Bronze Age Mindset. The self-published tome has captivated many on the American right while trafficking in neo-fascism, racism, and misogyny. The writer is an anonymous internet figure who goes by the pen name Bronze Age Pervert, has 45,000 Twitter followers. The book argues that equality and human rights are unnatural, that most people are from a vast inferior class who only find solace and meaning through submission, and that the proper rules of the world are, the rulers of the world are white men. A passage claims life appears at its peak, not in the grass hut village ruled by some nutso, and he uses a derogatory term for African-American woman, but in the military state. It's kind of like Ayn Rand, only apparently this guy's a big fan of Risk, I guess. Chamberlain, the influential chairman of the Senate Taxes Committee, tweeted at the author, Bronze Age Pervert, on April 30th, thanking him for an introduction to Bach's, piece in G minor, likely a reference to Pervert's podcast, which uses classical compositions as bumper music. The podcast is even more overly white supremacist. The most obvious form of hatred in this book is misogyny, said Curtis Dozier, a Vassar College professor of classics who documents appropriations of Greco-Roman antiquity by hate groups. His idea of masculinity is racialized. Dozier has analyzed the book's appropriations and misappropriations of ancient literature. Dozier says the title Bronze Age refers to an imagined era when glorious warrior culture overthrew female tribal rulers and spread the Indo-European language, the male domination, from Iceland to southern India. Pervert identifies, and this pervert is his name, so Pervert identifies these conquerors as the Aryans, borrowing the ideas of the Nazis, eugenicists, and contemporary white supremacists. Unlike most peddlers of hate online, however, Pervert does not disavow violence to soften the historic image of white supremacism and fascism. He glorifies it. Chamberlain did not respond to requests to comment by phone or email. What a shock. Chamberlain's public politics are more in line with the mainstream GOP. He opposes taxes, abortion, and voting rights for felons under state supervision, but he also follows a number of neo-Nazis on Twitter. Whoa! Okay, you're following Pervert guy here, but Minnesota Reformer has found that a sitting Minnesota senator is following a number of neo-Nazis on Twitter. Wow. He seems to be a fan of transgressive adolescent fascism of the broad age pervert. In addition to thanking the author for introducing to Box music, multiple Twitter posts by the author has recently as August 16th. A common tactic fans use to promote Bronze Age mindset on Twitter is to photograph the puck in an interesting place, tucked in a snowbank, standing on a shelf, sitting on a beach. Chamberlain has liked several of these promotions. While Chamberlain appreciation goes further than most, he's not alone among prominent figures on the Minnesota right. Bronze Age mindset earned a discussion in the flagship podcast of Powerline, a popular conservative blog. The Minnesota-based blogger John Gilmore is a champion of the book, and he brags it introduced it to Chamberlain. Pervert's message was further spread by the Minnesota Sun. The writer and the philosopher Noah Sincero once considered the leading figure in the alt-lit movement, in a literary genre that's generally progressive but has similar eclectic, born-on-the-internet styles as Bronze Age mindset. The ultimate message of the book told the reformer, "I am white, and white men should cast off civilization and become super people." It reads like a Marvel movie for disquiet white boys, like a fascist superhero fantasy. But to many on the right, Bronze Age mindset is neither fantasy or joke. The book received a sympathetic 5,500-word review in the respected conservative journal Claremont Review of Books. The book has also fringe admirers. It has been positively reviewed on several white supremacist websites, including the flagship Daily Stormer. Another wrote that pervert shares many of our ideals and beliefs. Dozier, the Vassar classicist, cautions that the violence in pervert's ethos may be a metaphor or a joke, but adds that even in articulating violence as a metaphor, he's going further than the wider white supremacist online world. It was likely the Bronze Age mindset community that Chamberlain began discovering how many neo-Nazis and white supremacists he follows on Twitter. Chamberlain also follows and retweets a number of users who post about European culture, paintings, architecture, mostly ostensibly created by Westerners. Dozier said that the appreciation of classic culture can be innocuous, but the world of online racist propaganda is frequently repurposed to serve as a narrative about the innate superiority of white people. Bronze Age mindset does not, on the other hand, bother with dog whistles. In a long meandering passage repeat from allusions from ancient Roman literature, pervert argues that ethnic groups that choose slavery over mass suicide are inferior to the master races. Wow. Wow. This is a sitting Minnesota senator. This is a sitting Minnesota senator. Now, I want to remind everyone out there, when someone like Kathy Griffin posts a picture that is offensive, we all get it. If you're on the left, you all get it. Why haven't you apologized for knowing who she is? Why haven't you apologized to every Republican in the state of Minnesota in triplicate? How come you haven't done that? Dear God, what in the hell? Why are you even interacting with this clown car? My God. This is some disturbing stuff. And frankly, there should be an investigation more than the Minnesota Reformer, who's done a fantastic job, into this. How in the hell is this not the number one story in town right now? A sitting U.S. senator following some guy who human rights argues that equality and human rights are unnatural, that most people are from vast inferior class who will only find solace and meaning through submission, that the proper rulers of the world are white men. And he's in charge of the tax committee in the Senate. Wow. No, excuse me. Wow! Dear Lord! Dear Lord. Wow. And you wonder why Betty Folliard can't get the Equal Rights Amendment to pass in Minnesota. You wonder why, huh? But, hey, yeah, sure. Hey, sure, Minnesota Republican Party. Sure, Paul Gazelka. You fired that woman because you were mad at a man because of principle, not because she was a woman. Well, sure. Sure, Paul. Sure, Republicans. Dear Lord. All right, let's take a break. When we come on back, Democrat of the day, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'll tell you a story before it tells itself. I lay out all my reasons.
Electric Fetus is now open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There are limits to the number of people allowed in the store, and masks are required. Web and phone orders are available for curbside pickup. The Electric Fetus is buying used vinyl and DVDs and some CDs. Stop in or email info at electricfetus.com. Visit electricfetus.com for all the latest info and to shop for music, gift department merchandise, and gift cards. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis.
Minnehaha Falls Landscaping creates outdoor environments that grow beauty and support health and wellness. We provide everything needed for people and pollinators to grow healthy together in the home landscape. Contact us for landscape renovations, patios, walkways, retaining walls, butterfly gardens, rain gardens, and bee lawns. Minnehaha Falls Landscaping is a business rooted in healthy soil. We rely on soil health to beautify landscapes, restore ecosystems, and protect pollinators. We love sharing our soil secrets with everyone. Visit us at MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way a fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces strives to maintain a healthy environment for their customers and employees. They invite you to visit weekdays 9:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 9:30 to 4. You'll find an uncrowded and comfortable social space to learn about Woodland Stoves' many indoor and outdoor fireplace products. More at woodlandstoves.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Thank you very much to members Lynn and Dassel, Carol in Minneapolis, Lynn in Plymouth, Plymouth, Doris in New Brighton, Manana and Frazee, Linda in Edina, David and Elizabeth in Wayzata, Walt in Minneapolis, Janice and Crystal. Thank you very much. We do appreciate very much how you guys have been able to sponsor AM 950 and help us out. When coronavirus hit, a lot of people ran into trouble. And so you guys stepped up. You said you want to make sure Progressive Radio is still in place in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So you guys became sponsors. Now, you can become a sponsor, too. All you have to do is go over to AM 950 Radio. All right. Go to the website, am950radio.com. Click on the membership page. You know, go in there and, make a donation. You can do it one time or a recurring donation. We are very grateful. And not only do you help keep Progressive Radio on the air, but you also are helping to keep you're going to get access to, rather should say keep, you're going to get access to some special for members only interviews. And I got to tell you, we just did one today that's going to be, if it's not already up, it's going to be up here. Carolyn Holbrook. With her book, Tell Me Your Names and I Will Testify. It's one of the best interviews I've ever done, and it's just been spectacular. So it's, it's fantastic. If you haven't had the chance to listen to it, if you're a member, go listen to it. Also, by the way, we revisit the Dave Durenberger interview we did a few years back as well. But if you haven't listened to it, by all means, give them a call. Or head on over, give it a listen, and then you can enjoy that there. Once again, at the member page, am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. Working on Ann Johnson Stewart over there? All right, we're working on Ann Johnson Stewart. Send District 44. This would be a DFL pickup. We want to try to get her on the air here because, like I said, you know, when you guys got, like, Chamberlain, who's a Republican, who is – yeah – that guy should not be in the Minnesota Senate. He shouldn't be in the Minnesota Senate. And it's an embarrassment that he is there. That is for sure. I wanted to start off, I guess what we'll do here is look at the Minnesota coronavirus update really quick here. 8 more people have died COVID-19 in Minnesota. More than 400 new cases have been confirmed across the state. Minnesota Department of Health reported a net increase of 409 new coronavirus infections. On Tuesday morning, about 8,858 completed tests, though. On Monday, the state's average over the previous week was about 655 new cases per day on a daily volume, about 17,225 tests. The latest numbers show 312 patients were hospitalized compared to 310 on Monday, 137 patients required intensive care. Well, that's actually – well, it's up from the previous day, but over the trends here, it actually seems like it has gone down a little bit here over the last few days. So that's good news. Daily tallies for hospitalized patients in Minnesota have been relatively steady in recent weeks. They remain well below the peaks of more than 600 hospitalized patients and about 260 in the ICU in late May. Residents of long-term care and assisted living facilities accounted for two of the eight deaths in newly announced on the Department of Health. This is – we're also just waiting for the inevitable problem that we're going to have here, which is that I've been mentioning Itasca County. That's where Effie is. Remember, Effie had the rodeo that was up there. And they basically had their rodeo because they wanted to thumb their nose at the state. Well, they were up like single digits, low single digits in cases. They're up to 21 cases now in the last 7 days in Itasca County. There's also problems in surrounding counties of Beltrami County, St. Louis County. That's an impact. And the same sense is it's an impact when you look at what's gone on with Sturgis. And the implications of Sturgis are undeniable. They're undeniable. You are going to have cases. I mean, if you've seen the case where the amount of the cell phone data where the people left Sturgis and they went everywhere on their motorcycles, the people that have been exposed. And without a doubt, a part of me wants to look at South Dakota when Governor Noem said, nope, we're going to do it. We're going to have it. We're going to have our Sturgis. We're not going to shut down for this. Then I think that, they should basically, frankly, pay for everyone's health care. That the state of Minnesota, if we can track it back to Sturgis, then I think that we send them a bill. And say, you were the ones that said it's open. You were the ones that said we could do this. And, yeah. It just is disappointing. Any luck, Patrick? All right. I'll tell you what. Patrick, why don't we go ahead and let's play a break. We'll play our final break here. We'll come back. We'll see if we can track down Ann Johnson Stewart, Senate District 44, get her on as Democrat of the Day. Also, I got one other story, which is plus some music to get us out. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
The Electric Fetus is now open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There are limits to the number of people allowed in the store, and masks are required. Web and phone orders are available for curbside pickup. The Electric Fetus is buying used vinyl and DVDs and some CDs. Stop in or email info at electricfetus.com. Visit electricfetus.com for all the latest info and to shop for music, gift department merchandise, and gift cards. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis.
Land of 10,000 Lakes has an ice ring to it, but actually Minnesota has more than 11,800 lakes. But who's counting?
Well, there's Ann Lake, Balsam Lake, Cass Lake, Detroit Lake, Eagle Lake, Fox Lake, Gull Lake, Hidden Lake, Adam Lake, John Lake, Craze Lake, Lean Lake.
But if water isn't your thing, Minnesota is also home to amazing hiking, biking, and more. Find your true north. Visit exploreminnesota.com.
Quarry Lake, Rainy Lake, Silver Lake, Toad Lake, Ewes Lock and Dam Pool 5A, Boss Lake.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to a great new episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour. We're calling the series Checkpoint Charlie because we feature the great liberal blogger Charlie Pierce, who writes for Esquire.com and other outlets. He also appears on MSNBC, CNN, and the Stephanie Miller Show. We talk about the Democratic and Republican conventions and more this Saturday night at 6 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected, connected to the health of each other, and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth. How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
We're breaking out this time.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Democrat of the day, Senate District 44, Ann Johnson Stewart is kind enough to join us here today to talk about what would be a pickup for the DFL if she is to go into St. Paul starting next year. Ann, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Matt. Good to be here.
Good to have you with us. Sorry for the delay on this.
That's okay.
You are looking at a seat. I believe the incumbent, the Republican, has decided not to run again, correct?
That's right. He announced on day two of session that he wasn't going to run. So I had already started my campaign last August. So I had a few months of blissful non-compete, but didn't last long.
Well, and you, of course, this is Senate District 44, we should mention, this is a good chunk of Plymouth, right?
Yep. It's most of Plymouth, half of Minnetonka, and all of Woodland.
Woodland. My parents used to live in Woodland many years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know any Democrats that live there still?
I might know one or two. I'll talk to you after the show. Okay, I'll get in touch with you there.
Excellent. Good to know.
And by the way, whenever I say, of course, when I say Plymouth, I always say Plymouth. I say it because I love you. Your city is great. I've been amazed at how well that city has grown as well over the years, because it just is. I remember the days back when I was in high school and I'd deliver pizzas there for Domino's, and it was just a few outcrops of neighborhoods around. And now it is one of the biggest and fastest growing suburbs in the metro area.
Yeah, my husband grew up here too, just a few miles. We actually live in Minnetonka, but he grew up in Plymouth. And when he grew up, his was the only house on Dunkirk Lane, and now, of course, it's solid.
Yeah.
In the last 25 years that we've lived here, we've seen all the farmland turn to big subdivisions. There's a lot of growth out here because of the schools.
Mm-hmm. Well, and fantastic schools. But it's a fantastic district, definitely a district that's been moving more and more to the DFL column. Let's find out a little bit more about you, though, if that's all right. Ann Johnson Stewart, give us a little update. What is exactly your background? Give us the story.
Okay. Well, I am 66 years old. I am a civil engineer, and that's what really motivated me to run. I'm very concerned about our roads and bridges and water systems, so much so that I started looking for another civil engineer who might be interested in running, and I came up empty. So here I am. I'm a small business owner, too. I own an engineering firm that I started 25 years ago. We do construction inspection for the government on federal and state-funded projects, and I also teach at the University of Minnesota. So I was director of the construction management program there for 15 years. So I have a background of teaching, engineering, and I'm also a business person. So I guess I check a lot of boxes, and I look like a pretty good candidate. So even when I said I was mildly interested, I really got a lot of support. So it's been fantastic. And I think we're going to win. We're going to work really hard. We're not coasting, but I really think that District 44 is ready to have a Democrat again in the Senate.
Oh, I think there's a very good chance you could win. We're going to put nothing for granted, people. We work our cabooses off, but I think we can take 44 for sure. So what about this? I mean, as you said, you were initially kind of in this. You've been in this race for a while. What was the initial thing that said to yourself, you know what, enough's enough, I'm running?
Well, I was at a Women Winning event as a guest last June, and this is a little embarrassing, but I'm just going to say it. I really didn't even know who my senator was. We had Terry Bonoff for a long time,
yeah. And
I kind of just took for granted that we had good representation. Well, she left to run against Eric Paulson for Congress, and she lost. And when that happened, we got Paul Anderson, who is a pretty conservative Republican. And I didn't even realize that, which, like I said, I'm embarrassed to say, but when I started to look him up and see what he stood for, he did not stand for most of what I believed in. And so one of the things he was most vehemently against was a gas tax and road and bridge spending. Mm-hmm. He's also anti-choice and a couple other things that irritated me. So I decided that I would throw my weight behind the woman who ran last time, Deb Calvert. But she wasn't going to run, and she convinced me to run instead. So, you know, I feel really good about the fact that we've been in this for a long time because, you know, a couple things happened. I got an opponent for the primary. We have a strong, very wealthy opponent in the general election. But we were organized and ready because we had been working for so many months. So, you know, once I dove in, I really felt the weight of the DFL behind me, and I felt really prepared for a first-time candidate. So it's been an extremely positive experience, and I'm really having a great time.
Let's talk, you know, civil engineering as opposed to uncivil engineering. Let's talk civil engineering because you and I are similar on this level. I was a traffic reporter for 10-plus years, and, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that always frustrated me was you had Republicans who would scream, we can't spend money on mass transportation, but we need to spend money on roads. But then, of course, they would never spend any money on roads outside of some some pet projects, which kept their donors happy, basically. But when you look at what Minneapolis-St. Paul is, you look at the state of Minnesota, because I can go out, we can go onto state highways across the rural parts of the state as well that are grossly, you know, outdated. We need to upgrade them desperately. Mm-hmm. The reality is we need a massive investment into our road infrastructure because as we're growing right now, we can't just piecemeal this up and hope that enough pieces work so that we can have functioning roads.
No, you're exactly right. And it's not just roads. It's water systems and sewer systems.
Yes.
You know, the bonding bill that got held up in the House had $1.4 billion towards roads, bridges, and water systems. $300 million of that money was for fixing people's pipes, for clean water. And, you know, homeowners, that's a hard sell. For us to upgrade our own pipes out to the connector, most people don't have money to do that. They don't, you know, it's just not in our budget. For people to not have clean water is horrific. And we were all watched when that happened in Flint, Michigan. I can't imagine it could happen here. But if we don't start spending money on upgrading water systems, we're going to be in much more trouble than if we go into a few potholes. Mm-hmm. I mean, a road is something that if we have distress in a road, that's an annoyance and irritating. And if we have congestion, also annoying and irritating. But nobody, I mean, it's not fatal or it's not horrible. Now, if a bridge falls down, that's pretty fatal and that's pretty horrible. And to my shock, we saw that happen, you know, on 35W, and we still didn't see a lot of investment in bridges.
No.
But when water systems and sanitary sewers start to fail, that is going to have some dire consequences, and we've got to get in there. If you did not maintain your house and things started to fall apart, you would pretty easily understand why that happened. But people choose to ignore infrastructure. And because we've been patching it together for literally a century, I don't think they have any understanding of really what could happen here. So it's really important.
And it might not be the sexiest issue, but the reality is that because, I mean, I talked to Susan Kent about this, the Senate Minority Leader, Woodbury, she's the same thing. You're dependent on your local communities then to basically do what they can with their limited budgets. And if you're in a community that doesn't have the excess funds, then you're out of luck. And so you have to have a more comprehensive plan. This is why you have to have it come from the state.
That's exactly right. And that's what the $300 million for pipes, that was for poor communities because they don't have a means to, do a housing or, hotel tax or, anything
exactly.
around tourism. Or they're very limited in how they can raise revenue.
And toll roads don't work. I can just tell you, as a guy that's driven on toll roads, it's an immediate economic nullifier. So you can't do it that way.
Well, and they're not allowed. They're not allowed in Minnesota. So they can't even, unless the legislature changed its mind. So
well, Republicans want to. Anyway. That was what their idea was for a while there. All right. So once again, in the age of coronavirus, volunteering is different. We need phone bankers. We need donations. Obviously, I want to send as many people as possible to your website. And how can they get in touch with you?
So it's Ann Johnson Stewart, like Martha, Stewart, AnnJohnsonStewart.com. But if they just Google Ann Johnson Stewart for Senate, they'll find us. And we have really done great work with phone banking. We're reaching a lot of people. Mm-hmm. We had a massive turnout for the primary. I think a lot of people know who I am, but we're still trying to call voters every single day between now and November 3rd, and that's what we're doing. We can't go door-to-door. The GFL has strongly encouraged that, and we're abiding by that, so we're reaching out to voters in other ways.
Well, and I want to highly recommend, and this is kind of the spiel I always do, Ann, which is this. Help your local DFLers. By all means, help them out. But if you're in a relatively mm-hmm. safe district, Senate District 44 is ripe for the picking. The DFL can have that seat back. That's one seat to get us back to the majority. So if you can have some time, and it's not a far drive. It's the West Metro, for goodness sakes, people. You just go, it's right up 169 heading over that direction. You can go over there. There's easy. Highway 55 is delightful. You can go out there and help out any way you can or make a donation. I mean, the question is this, what are you doing to make the Blue Wave happen? Help Ann Johnson Stewart. And I'll link to everything a little bit later on. Thank you very much. I appreciate you being Democrat of the Day.
Wow, Matt. Well, I appreciate you raising the volume about me. So thank you very much. And I'm really excited to serve. We're going to win. And this is just one vote, one seat closer to taking over the Senate DFL majority.
And we need, we need Ann in there. We need Ann in St. Paul, for goodness sakes. Ann Johnson Stewart, Senate District 44. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Matt.
You bet.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Should we do Florida? Let's do Florida. This will take us on out today. Yes. Have a good one. We are back on a Wednesday with the Steiner. Until then, see ya.
I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling. Get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Yes, I can. Doubt better leave. I'm running with this plan. Pull me, grab me, grab us in the fucking can't have me. I'll be the president one day. January 1st. Oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like a wind in my chest that's on. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan.